You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, June 24th. Join us by phone now, Joe Harwell and the Reverend Jeremy Klostermeyer. They're both from Lead a Child, and they are on a bike ride across Missouri. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Good morning.
Good to have you with us this morning. How are things going this morning out there on the road?
Kind of wet. It's smooth sailing, but it's wet out today. It's raining up here.
A little wet and smooth sailing. Tell us, where are you right about now?
We're in between New Hampton and Bethany, Missouri.
New Hampton and Bethany. What is your route? What route are you on?
We're on 136.
Very good. And how far are you hoping to travel today?
80 miles is our total.
Wow.
Well, about mile 10 right now.
Well, for your sake, I hope there are a few clouds to keep you cool. It's supposed to be a hot day, and hopefully not much more rain so that you can have a safe journey. Why are you gentlemen biking across Missouri?
To raise money for Lead a Child, which is an RSO of the Missouri Synod, and it's to raise money to help educate children in underprivileged countries. We're in 29 countries around the world, and we help raise money to send children to school so they can hear about Jesus.
Very good. And so by biking across Missouri, you're raising funds for Lead a Child to support Christian education for children around the world. Where did you start this bike ride? Where and when?
We started on Monday morning in Rockport, Missouri, which is in the northwest corner of Missouri. Mm-hmm. And we're traveling across Highway 136. And we're going to end at Canton, Missouri, which is near the Mississippi River.
All right. So all the way across the state, how many riders are traveling with you today?
There's about 1,000 riders altogether with Lead a Child. We have 14 people with Lead a Child this week.
14 people. Wow, that's great. And how are the spirits? How's everybody holding up with this weather?
Oh, all right, I think. We're in pretty high spirits. We're a pretty easygoing group.
So. You have to be to be bike riders, right?
Right. Yeah, Lead a Child bicycle team. We do have a team, and we've been riding for a number of years now, for 15 years almost, and it grows each year, and it's a great opportunity to share the love of Jesus with people around the world. And we do raise money, and so if there's any listeners that want to support, go to leadachild.org, and there's a tab there for bicycle events, and there's a number of bicycle events that we have. There was a bicycle ride across Kansas that some people participated in. We're doing Missouri. There's a couple guys who are going to do right across America. So there's all kinds of things there where our bicycle team does. But if any listener wants to go to leadachild.org and click the bicycle team tab, and if you scroll through it and donate to anybody that you'd like to.
Now, do you have to be...
We just got caught in the downpour.
Oh, no. Oh, no. In order to participate in one of these, do you need to be a very experienced cyclist?
Well, not really, but it sure does help to have some experience and some... you got to practice, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I never knew. I've been in Missouri my whole life, and I never knew there's so many hills in Missouri.
Pastor Klostermeyer, how do you prepare for this bike ride?
Who did you ask that to?
Pastor Klostermeyer.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Pastor Klostermeyer, how do you prepare for this bike ride across Missouri?
Well, get out just about at least every other day, if not every day, and try to do about 25 miles, and you make sure that you got some hills in your routes. Pastors especially don't have and anybody who's got a job doesn't have a whole lot of time to prepare for this. So You get a little bit stronger with each day of the ride, too.
Sure.
That's how I prepare, basically, 20, 25 miles a day or every other day. And some days were better than others.
So when you get up in the morning, you just put on your clerical collar and jump on your bike and go out and make your visits to all your parishioners then, right?
That'd be all right.
And then the other days, you drive your tractor.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that that you all are making some progress. Sorry to hear about the rain. Let's take a look at. I'd like to hear about why each of you are involved in and serve with Lead a Child. We'll start with Pastor Klostermeyer, and then we'll go over to Joe. Pastor Klostermeyer, why are you involved with Lead a Child and serving on the board of directors and being involved in bike rides like this?
Well, actually Joe here, who got me started on the board, they needed a pastor on the board, and Joe knew one, he knew me, and so he asked me to be on it, and I was very happy to be on the board because, as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the best RSOs we have in Missouri Synod, and they do a lot of good. Our monies go very far to provide for Christian education for children who would not have it otherwise.
And Joe, how did you get involved with Lead a Child? Why are you involved and participating in rides?
Yeah, well, Johnny and I met the founders of Lead a Child with Drs. Edie and Jim Jorns of Manhattan, Kansas. We met them at the LWML convention maybe almost 20 years ago, and they invited us to go to Guatemala with them, which is where the organization began. We went with them. We saw what they did, how it worked, and fell in love with it and have been supportive of the organization ever since then. I became a member of the board about 12 years ago, and I've been on that about all since then. So, and I've been to travel to countries around the world and see how it works, and it's amazing how God uses this simple little organization to touch so many lives.
Joe, how can we find out more about Lead a Child? How can we support bike rides like this, or maybe even get involved in a bike ride?
The best way is to go to our website, which is leadachild.org, LEADACHILD.org, and you'll find all the information there of how to support.
Very good. Leadachild.org. You can find information about supporting Lead a Child. You can get involved in a bike ride, even the bike ride across America from Portland, Oregon to Portland, Maine. That's a long one. Either of you going to participate in that one?
No.
No, that's going to take 2 months, and I don't have 2 months to spend down here. It's going to be fun, but it was going to be work.
Yeah, that's a long ride. Well, thanks for the work that you gentlemen are doing, and thanks for taking time to call in. I hope that that you have a safe and joyful ride today. Where are you hoping to stop later on today? What city do you hope to make it to?
Unionville, Missouri. Unionville.
Unionville. All right. Well, Godspeed and safe travels, and thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks. Coming up in just a little bit, we have some sacred music to help start your morning, and we'll continue to lift up in prayer those who are riding for Lead a Child, including Joe Harwell and Pastor Jeremy Klostermeyer. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.